The online marketplaces created as part of the Affordable Care Act are now up and running. They went live this morning at 8. Healthcare exchanges are websites where the uninsured can shop for coverage from private companies. While New Jersey is letting the federal government operate its website, New York is one of 15 states that are running their own exchanges. Joining us now from Albany is Donna Frescatore, the head of New York State of Health, as the system here in New York is called. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, you know, many of our listeners are familiar with websites that let you shop for computers or appliances or airline fares, you know, like Orbitz or Expedia or CNET, and, you know, compare prices and features. Is that what New York's online exchange is like?
For people who are used to shopping online, the system will look very familiar to them. They'll be able to enter some information about themselves and their families, and they'll be able to see a wide range of health plans from which they can choose. In fact, 16 health plans and 10 dental plans, all certified by New York, will be available to consumers.
Yeah, most people are required to have insurance under the Affordable Care Act beginning January 1st, and the online exchanges are supposed to help make coverage affordable for people and make it easy to apply for. But I want to play you a little of what a young woman we spoke to last week who was very reluctant to do that. She's named Julie Ross, and she's a dog walker and a rock and roll musician who lives in Williamsburg.
It's not a feasible option for me to spend money in case something happens. Like, as much as it seems like a risk to not have insurance, it's more of a risk for me at this point to pay for insurance that I may never need.
Ross says that she'd happily pay the penalty for not having the insurance. It starts at around $100 a year and then goes up from there, rather than the cost of getting covered, which would be several times that. How are you going to persuade people like this to buy insurance?
So starting today, we'll have an education campaign so that individuals in New York understand that that joining a health insurance plan is a way to embrace better health and attain peace of mind and the financial security that comes from knowing that you're protected against unexpected events in your life. We'll have a wide range of plans at different price points for people, just like your caller, to choose from. And we'll have many trained people available to assist them in making a choice, either online, by phone, or in person at hundreds of locations throughout the state.
So you're basically going to try to convince people that the reason you have insurance is for those unforeseen problems that you may run into.
Right, and educate them about this new marketplace and the affordable coverage that's now available thanks to the governor's leadership.
You know, for a while now, we've heard the president and other backers of the Affordable Care Act saying the introduction of these exchanges would have at least some growing pains, because anything this big and complicated always does. What's been the greatest technical challenge for you in putting together New York's exchange?
So this is a brand new system for people to choose coverage in a brand new marketplace, much easier and more simple than applying for coverage today. And there could be technical glitches that occur along the way, but we'll have a team of experts on hand to help and address any issues that come up along the way.
Yeah, it's difficult to predict what could go wrong, but what do you think are the likeliest sorts of problems the system could have?
You know, we've done extensive testing of the system over the last several months, and we are prepared to have experts available whatever should occur, although we don't anticipate any major issues at this point.
And, you know, there's been a lot of buildup in the media on these exchanges and on Capitol Hill about the launch of these exchanges. Do you think a lot of people are going to be checking them out today?
We do. We've had our telephone lines open since September 16th, and our call volume has gone up steadily over time. So we have hundreds of trained representatives at our toll-free number ready to answer questions, help people apply, as well as navigators, over 400 of them trained and ready to go throughout the state in various locations, ready to help people in 48 different languages.
And what's the website people go to if they want to check out the New York State Exchange?
It's nystateofhealth.com.
Donna Frescatore is the head of New York State of Health, as New York State's health exchange is called. Thanks so much for coming on this morning.
Well, thank you for having us.
For an explainer on how these exchanges work and for links to both New York's and New Jersey's websites, go to WNYC.org.